Quickly to Wall. Wall measures. Beal gets open for three. Dagger!
They don't want to be talking about it.
Porter can't find anybody. Gives it to Wall. Porter gets Bradley for three. John Wall! Oh, what a shot! You talked about a pressure shot. That was it.
What's up, Wizards fans? Welcome to this Tuesday's edition of Locked On Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Network, your daily podcast from local experts. I'm your host, Becca Winkert, also known as @BeccaMVP on Twitter. I'm super excited to bring you another episode of our All Things series. This episode has a little twist as it is draft week and we are 2 days away from the 2018 NBA Draft, which is happening on June 21st, this Thursday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're all wondering who we will pick 15th overall in the draft, and there's a lot of great prospects this year. Yesterday, we took a look at Robert Williams from Texas A&M, who is dynamic and interchangeable at the center and power forward positions. He is definitely someone the Wizards would benefit from, with his high energy and explosiveness. However, there's a good chance that the Nuggets might want him as well, and they have the 14th pick, so we need to take a look at other options based on the team needs. In any case, if you missed yesterday's episode, feel free to check it out. So, starting this episode, the first thing I'd like to mention is what the Wizards need to make the team better. There's a lot of things the Wizards could do to make improvements, but something that stands out to me is maybe a backup for John Wall or Bradley Beal, since we all know that we've gone through backup point guards, like nobody's business. It would be good to get some stability there. And as mentioned yesterday, I think it would be wise if the Wizards invested in some cheap and young talent, someone that we can afford and that will bring that high-level energy. Because the tax penalties are killing us along with the monster contracts. So we don't have that much room to breathe when it comes to finances. While the Wizards do need a new generation center, it's not the only need that we have. If you look at our backcourt, we have John Wall and Bradley Beal, who are staying for a little while. But in the shooting guard positions, the Wizards lack depth being Beal. Just having Beal. So far, we are looking at Thomas Satoransky, Jody Meeks, and Ramon Sessions. So we could definitely use some work in that department. The Wizards could most definitely acquire a prospect to help the backcourt. An issue the Wizards had last year was that when Beal and Wallace stepped out of the game, we didn't have the best help to relieve them while maintaining the score. After Wall and Beal go to the bench, it seems as though it doesn't take long for the Wizards to lose the lead, and it's cost us several games, unfortunately. We also gotta be realistic and come to terms with the fact that a lot of the extremely talented guards in the draft, such as Mikal Bridges or Zaire Smith, might be taken by the 15th pick. So I want to show you guys someone who I think might gel with the Wiz roster pretty well. And right now I'm looking at Lonnie Walker. Lonnie Walker is a freshman out of Miami, just 19 years old. He's positioned at the shooting guard position. He's 6'5", around 200 pounds. His stats on the 2017-2018 season are 11.5 points, 2.6 rebounds, 1.9 assists per game in a 46-minute period, and a 41.5 field goal percentage. Lonnie is extremely athletic. Being 6'5", he's very strong and has a decent wingspan. His vertical leap is quite impressive at 40 inches. He's super fast and explosive, making him really tough to guard. There are some other great attributes to Lonnie, one being that he has amazing body control and can attack the basket well. He remains in control while passing through defenders and draws contact while finishing the shot. Like John Wall, Walker has great speed, and that was confirmed at the NBA Combine when he got a 2.87 second time on the shuttle run, which was second to Tyus Battle. Walker also performed well in a three-quarter sprint with a time of 3.06, which was third place. So he's pretty fast. Lonnie has had some impressive games in his 1 year of college, scoring 20 points in back-to-back games. One game he scored 25 points to help Miami defeat Louisville. In his first game when Miami took on Boston, Walker helped the team win with 26 points. His potential to have high-scoring games could really help the Wizards, who are a more productive team with the starters. A bench player who can step in and score a larger amount of points would help us tremendously. Walker isn't the most versatile player, and it's known that he is mostly beneficial to Miami for scoring. He doesn't have a high assist or rebound stat. However, his offense is great. He's one of the best concerning catching and shooting, and his three-point percentage is impressive on the previous season, averaging 6.6 three-pointers in 36 minutes, demonstrating the rate of 50.9%. He's kind of like Mike Scott in a sense that when he's on, he's on. Defenders do not want the ball in his hands, and he's had 9 games in which he has made more than 3 three-point shots, and he's had 2 games where he went 5-for-7 from the 3. The quick release he has along with his shooting skills creates a threat for opponents. While the Wizards have decent 3-point shooters, there's no harm in adding another. Offensively, Walker is dynamic in that he can create shots for himself. As mentioned earlier, he's fast and has great body control. All of these qualities will help him remain a success in the NBA. Walker does have a low shooting percentage from mid-range at 30% and often forgets to look for open teammates because he knows his best abilities lie in shooting. And he misses open teammates often, which means he needs to be a better facilitator. Should he open up his court vision and passing skills, he could be a bigger offensive threat. On the defensive side, there are some good things to Walker as well. He has good instinct and often knows what to anticipate from opponents. Being an amazing offensive asset, most of Lonnie's weaknesses lie in his defensive efforts. The Wizards do have defensive needs, and he doesn't always appear to be fully locked in when he is in front of an opponent, so that might be a little setback for us. With all that being said, Lonnie Walker is young and has a lot of room for improvement. He's a little too raw right now, and he's super talented, but needs to improve some of his fundamentals. 82 games can be brutal for a player his age and size. He's already strong, but if he puts on 10 to 20 pounds of muscle, it will help his endurance and energy. Should he work on his ability to move the ball around and his mid-range shot percentage, there is no reason why he wouldn't be invaluable to any team that he joins. Being healthy will be a key for Walker to be successful in the NBA. Last year, he tore his meniscus in an off-season practice. Even though he returned for the season and shined as a freshman, he will still need to maintain his health. This will be a big factor into the Wizards selecting him, so hopefully he can remain healthy. Overall, the big offensive upside Lonnie has to offer is huge for the Wizards bench, who are in dire need of a scorer. There are some downsides to Lonnie, but he is young and can be molded into a player with fundamentals while increasing his skills. I'm curious to see who gets him in the draft and how he performs in the NBA. He has amazing potential overall. With all that, I just want to say thank you for joining us on a special edition of All Things concerning Miami prospect Lonnie Walker. I'm your host, as always, Becca Winkert. And please hit me up on Twitter, at BeccaMVP. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this prospect and how he would fit in with our team. You've been listening to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, and I will see you soon. This is the rhythm of the-
This is the rhythm of my life, my life, oh yeah. This is the rhythm.